A national protest against rail fares increases has been planned for railway stations. It's been organised by the TUC in response to a 2.3% rise in fares, with the two main rallies at Manchester Piccadilly and London's King's Cross later. Bruce Williamson is from the independent campaign group Rail Future.
I think the politicians have got to take note and listen, but if they've got an ounce of sense, I think they will realise that what they're doing, putting up rail fares every year above inflation, is not sustainable. As rail fares become less and less affordable, we'll end up pricing people off the railways. I think it's actually starting to happen already, and onto the roads.
The government says thousands of discounted...
Protests are expected at more than 100 railway stations across the UK over an annual increase in train fares. The average rise of 2.3% is the highest since January 2014. Bruce Williamson is from the independent campaign group Rail Future.
I hope they'll sit up and listen and, you know, realise that enough is enough, really. You know, that you cannot go on taking an ever greater proportion of hardworking people's income for them to get to work on the train. And I think the fact that we've had these protests today is really significant. You know, I think it's analogous to the fuel protests we had, whatever was it, 10 years ago or something like that. And it is interesting to draw a comparison with fuel duty for motorists, which has remained frozen for 5 years. And it seems to me incredibly unfair that motorists get no increase at all, whereas year on year, the poor old rail passenger has had this increase in their fares. And you know, enough is enough.